Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of the Girls on the Move podcast. I'm your host, Kay. And today is gonna be quite honestly probably the shortest episode we've got. It is currently Tuesday, which means I'm late, and this is gonna be going up in probably like 2 hours. I am gonna start with the announcements. Is obviously I'm not up on YouTube yet. I have quite honestly not had time to even figure out how to use the camera that I got, and much less like find a editing app that's compatible for my computer and everything. I guess I just don't know how to do this at all, so I have to really get some research done. And that's kind of hard to find time to do when I have everything else going on as well. So bear with me on that. I did not buy a camera in vain, y'all. I got it, so we're gonna use it. Just apparently not yet. Food of the week. If you know me, you know it's gonna be street tacos because I did indeed indulge in some street tacos this week. We went out to dinner. Me and a few siblings went out to dinner, and a few of us got the street tacos actually, and I think they were 10 across the board, so always a win. High of the week, well, I got my Gymshark order that I was talking about last week. That's pretty exciting. So the shorts, 10 out of 10. I'll put them on the story once I actually put them on. I am currently rotting away on a couch right now. So if you hear leather screeching, that is what that is. Also, we went to a sandbar party on, what was it? Saturday. And that was fun. We met a lot of people and got to just hang out with friends that we already knew. So that was a good time out on the lake for a long time between Saturday and Sunday. We got a lot of sun, that is for sure. That is my dog moving all over the couch. He wants to be close by but not like touching because it's hot in here. Anyways, low of the week. Well, y'all, the reason why I am rotting on a couch and not, in fact, at work right now is because I am having some serious problems, and I think it's symptoms of my period. It's gotta be. But this month, like, I've never had this before. My kidneys hurt so bad. It feels like they're just, like, inflamed and they're just gonna pop out of my back. It is. Quite honestly, one of the most uncomfortable feelings I've ever felt. So I worked a half day today and I was like, it just hurts to just sit. I guess it hurts to exist right now. But I was like, I just gotta go home. So I headed home around like noon because it was just a rough one. It's so hot out. Ink is just panting. He's so cute. Lift of the week. I did. Guys, it's gonna be 2 weeks in a row now. I had leg day 2 days ago, and it felt really good to get it done. I PR'd on my squat, which was super duper exciting. It was just a good lift. Not the depth I was hoping for, so I'm gonna stay at this current weight and just get really comfortable with it. Work on my depth, my mobility. Need to be doing more mobility exercises outside of my lifts just because that's gonna help me really a lot in the long run and just overall. Obviously my like joints and stuff while I'm lifting heavy. But yeah, so I moved up in weight. I still don't know why my one rep max. I haven't gone for that, but I did PR for weight and amount of reps in a new weight. So I'm going to stay there and just get really comfortable. Typically what I do is like say if I'm at, I'm not, but I'm just throwing out numbers. Say if I'm at like 250, my starting weight is probably then 230. So my first working set is going to be 230. I'm going to do 12 reps of 230. Go up, do 8 to 10 reps of 240. Go up and do 6 to 8 reps of 250. Sometimes I do that in reverse to really exert, like, conserve my energy for my heavy lift by doing it first and then work down in weight, which then allows me to sometimes just remain at the same amount of reps, sometimes it's still just like I've just exerted so much energy that I can only pull like 6 reps of 230 out of my ass. Again, these are all hypothetical numbers. These are not my actual weights. It's just an example. So yeah, that was an exciting lift. Got that done. And then I don't really think I have any like hot takes or current events. Guys, this is literally going to be like a 10-minute episode. I'm not even kidding. I didn't even think I was going to record because I just felt like such shit lately. These past few days have just been rough. So I didn't think I was going to record even, but then I'm just too like competitive and want to be able to say I haven't missed a week yet. So I'm here, and if I'm not able to give you quality, I'm going to give you quantity. So here you go. I think that's really truly all I'm going to go on today. I had a topic lined up, and I want to go into that next week when I am just like have a little bit more like clearer mind and stuff, and I think it'd be a fun one to go over with Kat if she's available. But the topic is gonna be kind of little tips and tricks that you can do for yourself, or you can like ask others to do for you when you're trying to start your gym journey, or trying to relight that fire in your motivation if you've taken a break. So I think that would be a fun topic to kind of go over with Kat if she wants to and is available to next week. So I'm hoping to get that done with her. And then, yeah, I guess other than that, I will just do a little bit of housekeeping. So obviously I am working on the YouTube stuff. I'm just not going to today. And, I want to be able to like put out good YouTubes instead of just like kind of really trashy ones. So I want to make sure I'm doing it right, and it's going to take a few tries for sure. I know that. So just bear with me on that. But you can go ahead and subscribe to the channel, which is Girls on the Move Podcast on YouTube. Same thing for Instagram, Girls on the Move Podcast. My personals are k.ann.fitness on both TikTok and Instagram. If you haven't already joined the Facebook group or the Snapchat group, go ahead and do that. So the Facebook group is called Girls Lifting Plates. You have to request to join it because both of these groups are only for the girls. So I'm sorry for all the dudes. Both of the groups are for the girls, and the Snapchat group is, I think you just go add me, and I'll accept you if, and like, you have to have a Bitmoji that's like a girl or something, or if you follow me on Snapchat, I think I have a public profile, you can go follow that and just message me, I'll see it, because I literally have, like, zero Snapchats at all times. But just message me saying you want to join the group. The my Snapchat is KAYC-FTNS. Again, that's KAYC-FTNS. So go ahead and add me on there if you want to join that group. And then again, the Facebook is Girls Lifting Plates. You do have to request to join that, but me and Kat are the admins in there, so we will see that pretty quickly and get you into the group. But yeah, I think that's all I have for today. I hope you guys all have a great rest of your week and enjoy the sun. All right, bye.